Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. Got quite the cold, but I want to bring you this article from the NewYorkTimes.com. I'm sure you can find it anywhere, everywhere. It's about the teacher strike in Chicago. Teacher strike in Chicago tests mayor and union. This article is written by Monica Davey. This city found itself engulfed on Monday by a sudden public school strike that left 350,000 children without classes, turned a spotlight on rising tensions nationally over teachers' circumstances, and placed both the powerful teachers' union and Mayor Rahm Emanuel in a risky, politically fraught standoff with no clear end in sight. So what are we to make of this as Christians? Thousands of teachers dressed in red swarmed through downtown and marched outside schools across the city in this, the nation's third largest school system, as families raced to find alternative child care and available relative, a city-sponsored daycare program, anything for classes they had learned were called off only hours before the week began. Can you imagine yourself in that quandary? What a mess to be in as a parent. The strike, Chicago's first in 25 years and the first in a major city in a half a dozen years, also revealed a rift between unions and Mr. Emanuel, a Democrat and former chief of staff to the President Obama, raising the prospect that a lingering strike in the president's hometown might become an issue in a presidential election year when Democrats depend on the backing of labor. Closed-door negotiations continued late into Monday night between Chicago public school officials and leaders of the Chicago Teachers Union. A school official said both sides needed a night to digest the latest proposals. Labor groups and teachers in other cities voiced support for the strikers here, suggesting that the fight in Chicago was merely one glimpse in a mounting national struggle over unionized teachers' pay, conditions, benefits, and standing. You have a situation where the teachers feel totally and completely disrespected, said Randy Weingarten, president of American Federation of Teachers, the parent union of the striking teachers. In this case, she said she blamed Mayor Emanuel for an aggressive push to extend the length of the school day and for a promise raise that was later rescinded. He created the seeds of a lot of frustration and mistrust, she said. For his part, Mr. Emanuel, facing the most serious crisis since he became mayor in 2011, deemed the work stoppage an unavoidable strike of choice, urged teachers to return to work out, and seemed eager to dismiss all talk about political fallout for himself or Mr. Obama, whose former aides founded a super PAC that Mr. Emanuel had until he suspended his work with it on Monday, said he would assist until Election Day. Don't worry about the test of my leadership, Mr. Emanuel said in an appearance at one of the scores of sites opened in a rush as part of the contingency plans to manage displaced students who had nowhere else to go. Don't take it out on the kids, the city of Chicago, if you have a problem with me. So, what are we to make of this? What are we to make of this? The article in my newspaper that I subscribe to on a daily basis here in Fayetteville said the union had vowed to strike Monday if there was no agreement on a new contract, even though the district had offered a 16% raise over 4 years and the two sides had essentially agreed on a longer school day with an average annual salary of $76,000 a year. Now, that doesn't include benefits, folks. That's an average salary. That's not salary and benefits. Chicago teachers are among the highest paid in the nation, according to the National Council on Teacher Quality. But negotiators were still divided on job security measure and a system for evaluating teachers that hinged in part on students' standardized test scores. Well, let's just be clear, let's just be upfront, let's just tell it the way it is. Unions are destroying public schools, or We could say unions have destroyed public schools. Do these teachers not understand that we as a nation are broke? That there is no money out there? That we are broke? That the money has to come from somewhere? That there isn't an endless supply of money? What a mess the president finds himself in, and more specifically the mayor. Whose side should he side on? Parents are exasperated that the teachers are striking. Teachers want more money, and they want the unions to have a greater impact. This is precisely what Governor Christie battled in New Jersey with the teacher unions insisting upon more and more money. What are we to make of this from a Christian perspective? Should a Christian school teacher in Chicago be out there picketing? Is that what a Christian school teacher should be doing? Should a Christian school teacher, a follower of Jesus Christ in Chicago, should they be dressed in red, and should they be out picketing, carrying signs? Should they be refusing to go to work? What should a Christian school teacher be doing? What do you think? What are your thoughts? Do you understand what the Word of God says, and are you able to apply it to this situation? Well, we've got a couple things that we need to consider when we answer the question, should teachers be dressed in red striking? Why don't we first go to Romans 13 and recognize that we are to obey the authority over us, that we are to obey the authority over us. So what are we to do with this? Is God telling these teachers to strike? Is this a matter of choosing to obey God rather than man in Acts chapter 5? I don't think so. I'm not sure that we could say that. Why are they striking? Well, they're striking to make more money. Is that an appropriate reason to disobey a God-ordained authority? You say, who's the God-ordained authority? Well, the mayor's the God-ordained authority. The superintendent of the schools is the God-ordained authority. The employer is the God-ordained authority. What are we to make of this when in Titus 2:9, Paul tells Titus to exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters? Are we as Christians given the liberty and the Word of God to disobey our masters in the form of not coming to work? You say, but they need more money. Aren't they to trust in God? Aren't they to pray to God that He would sovereignly work and provide for their own circumstances? Don't they have a God-ordained responsibility, a God-given, God-communicated responsibility to obey those that are appointed over them? Aren't they right now in a violation of their agreement to come to work? Isn't their master paying them to come to work? What are we to do with the parable in Matthew 20? For Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with all the laborers for a penny, a wage, a specific amount of money, he sent them into the vineyard and went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, said to them, go into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give it to you. And went again into the sixth hour, and then the ninth hour, and likewise, and even about the 11th hour, he went out, and he found others standing idle, and he hired them. They said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He said, go you into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. And so when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they were hired at the 11th hour, received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, these last have wrought or earned or received, but worked 1 hour. They worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which has borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Did you not agree with me to work for a penny, for a particular wage? That's what we have going on here, folks. These teachers have agreed to work for a particular wage. If they do not like the wage that they've agreed to work for, They should resign from their position and go get a job somewhere else. It is not lawful for a Christian to strike. It is not lawful. You cannot show me a biblical justification for a Christian to strike. Christians who are striking are sinning. Christians who are striking are sinning. Well, all who are striking are sinning, but Christians in particular, because they should know better. Because they should know better. Do you disagree? Send me an email, pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. Berean is spelled B-E-R-E-A-N, BaptistChurch.org. Check out our other podcasts. We're going to do one this afternoon. That would be Tuesday afternoon, in which a man on a video suggests that we should not vote for a Mormon, and he seems to present a case from the Old Testament that it would be unlawful to do so. Can we do this? Is that appropriate? We'll talk about that. We're going to have a panel discussion on that video this afternoon at Berean Baptist Church that posted probably around 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.